Whistlers, tea time, yeah. Making a difference, one cup at a time,
tea time.
Yeah, Whistlers, tea time,
yeah.
Making a difference, one cup at a time,
tea time, yeah.
So be sure to grab your tea, grab a seat, and tune in to Miss Liz.
Good morning and welcome to Tea Time. That's right. It is August 10th, 2023. Did you imagine that we're almost at the end of another year, 8 months into 2023? And I have the incredible Michael Gardner here. He is the incredible podcast host of the Unfiltered, Savage Unfiltered. And we're going to be talking about podcasting, acting, disc jockey, his books, merchandise, all that good stuff. So grab your tea, grab your coffee, grab your breakfast. Make sure to share this tea time if it resonates with you or a family member. I'm going to do all of the good stuff, and I'm going to get the disclaimer out there, then a little intro in the bio, and then I'm going to spill a good strong TEA with Michael this morning. So again, let's get this going. Disclaimer for Miss Liz's Tea Time live show. Miss Liz, myself, is going live using StreamYard. Before leaving a comment, please grant StreamYard permission to see your name at StreamYard.com. Please be advised that content brought forward for any Tea Time show hosted by myself, Miss Liz, is always brought forward in good faith. However, it may bring forward dialogues and opinions that are not representative of my platform. The facts and information are perceived to be accurate at the given time of airing. All Tea Time guests and audience participants are responsible for using their good judgment in taking any action that may relate to the discussion. The content brought forward may include discussion for some where they may be emotionally at risk. It's significant to know that this show is engaging in discussion forums only to offer and inspire awareness and connection and is not providing therapeutical advice. If you have any questions about the disclaimer or the panelist discussion, you may freely contact me, Miss Liz, through my email at bookingmissliz@gmail.com. Moving forward, should you choose to voluntarily participate in today's show in any aspect, I myself, Miss Liz, welcomes you. And should you find that the show is not made for you at this time, I respect that and we'll see you at a later show at a later date and time. Again, all tea times this year are done on a Thursday, 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Unless it is a rescheduled tea time, then it is done on a Monday or Tuesday. So a little bit now on Michael. So Michael Gardner is a native of the Lower East Side of Manhattan, New York City, now residing in Central Florida. He's been in radio since 2004 and has worked for several stations back up in the North. In the early 20s as a fill-in disc jockey, as well as working with behind the scenes as well with production. He's also wrote a book, which is on Amazon, and the link is in the comment section and on Miss Liz's Facebook page. You'll check that out. Grab your copy. It is called The American Political Warfare, Our Modern Civil War. He's also has experience in film and has starred in film. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And we're going to get Michael in here, and I'm going to sip on my tea so I can get my tongue rolling back to where it needs to go. Welcome, Michael.
How's it going, Miss Liz? How are you doing? Thank you for having me.
It is going good. I don't know. I it's almost like my anxiety kicks in and my tongue just does all this weird tongue twisting stupid stuff when I get going, right? So, Michael, what haven't I shared with the audience that you'd like to have shared?
Well, I think you got everything pretty much accurate. You know, I like how you mentioned the experience with the radio shows and the radio programs that I've worked for earlier in the 2000s. So much appreciated to that. I have some new websites that I launched, but we can get into that later on if you'd like. But other than that, I mean, I'm just glad to be here. You know, been checking out your show recently, and I like the vast majority of people that you bring on. You know, kind of like myself. You know, you bring it all on Miss Liz Tea Time, and I love it.
Well, we have to share different flavors and blends, right? We got to spill it and make a real good old big mess. And everyone that comes on Tea Time, they think, oh, I don't drink tea, Miss Liz. I don't like tea. Well, we don't serve the beverage tea here. We serve teaching, educational awareness. That's what Miss Liz's tea is. So, Michael, I want to get into your tea right away, and then we're going to get into all of the other good stuff that you're doing. So, Michael, when I ask you what your TEA is, what three words would you give me this morning?
Well, tea. Okay. The first one, let's start with T then, okay? The most important letter of T. I would start with topic. Love to create the topic, talk about the topic, and discuss the topic between myself and the guest or whoever I have on the show. So topic is the most important word of T. So topic, topic, topic.
What would you give me for the letter E and A?
E, I would go with excellence. Behind topic, you have to driven or drive the excellence behind that topic. You have to create the narrative. You have to explain the narrative and also go through the narrative through excellence. You have to make everything excellent through that topic. So the last one I would go with... ability. You need to have good ability in order to create the first two of the topic and your excellence. So topic, excellence, and ability. Those are my three top peeves of myself. And I think everybody should live by that. I mean, don't you think?
I absolutely think so. And Michael, I like the way that you did that because that's exactly what you do, right? As a podcast host, you got to pick up some topics. You got to be excellent at serving those topics and you have to have the ability to understand the topics.
Absolutely.
You know, so that just, it flows good. Like that is you, Michael. Like that is a good, strong cup of tea this morning. Like, you know, we, as podcasters, we have to do our homework. We, you know, we can't just turn the camera on and say, cheese, here we are, right?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, anyone can go on a mic, but in order to, you know, in order to create that show, that episode or whatever, you know, I see a lot, Miss Liz, like, you know, like podcasting is branched into so many different angles, you know, whether they're, you know, small little clips or they're, or they take blogs and they create into video. So, I mean, you have to keep scale on it 100% of the time.
I like that you said that because for all the podcasters out there that are doing little clippies, we're working our butts off. Come on, give us something to work against, you know, give us some competition here, you know? So that's we were talking in the background before we went live. You know, there's so many podcasts out there. So what got you into podcasting,
Michael? Well, what got me into podcasting was a lot of my previous work with radio. I've worked for some, you know, some big names, back up north. And, you know, I loved what I was doing. I love having that voice on the radio and everything and creating that content and creating that audience with the station. I loved it. But after a while, you know, you tend to get a little bored with it. because for those who are not aware, the difference between podcasting and terrestrial radio or talk radio, it's scripted, you know, with terrestrial. It's very, very scripted. So I felt like, you know, after a while of doing it, Miss Liz, like you feel like you're saying the same thing over and over and over. You know, the top of the hour, you know, you have to get your cards in, or they don't call them cards anymore. They call them sponsors. You know, you have to get all that stuff out, station identification. And I'm like, all right, this is not me. I need to find myself and reinvent myself. So what I decided to do was I decided to take like a 3-year gap between talk radio, terrestrial, to then, well, going 4 years ago, because I've been doing the podcasting now for 4 years, I had to decide to take like a 3-year gap. And I'm like, okay, well, I have to, you know, figure myself out and reinvent myself. What am I going to do? Am I going to go, write books? I mean, which I do now, but we'll get into that in a little bit. But I really had to figure myself out. So that's what I decided to do 4 years ago. Around 2019, came up with some ideas, was looking at some podcasting networks to see exactly what would fit my new podcast. And I'm going to tell you, Miss Liz, I mean, it was hard, you know, to try to find something, to try to find the name, the image, everything behind it. I went through 3 names to where I'm at now, Savaged Unfiltered. And I could tell you right now, it was like, all right, this is working. After a couple months, now this doesn't work anymore. We need to rebrand. This is pretty good. You know, we stayed with Patriot Angle for like almost like a year and a half. And the type of guests, the type of content I was bringing in, you know, like I was losing the Patriot part of it and going more into a raw, in-depth type of podcast, type of show. So talking to my producer, Shaky, and I'm like, you know, Shaky, we have to rebrand. He's like, we just freaking rebrand. Like, well, how many rebrands are we going to do? This is like going to be the third one, Michael. I'm like, well, sometimes you have to rebrand, you know, like sometimes you have to find your niche quiche in order to keep it live and keep it fresh. So I'm like, what should we do? And he's like, you have any ideas? I'm like, we're getting a lot of like raw cut people on the show. It's becoming very savaged. And that's where the name came from, Savaged. And at first it was going to be called Savaged Unfiltered. And then my producer, a good friend of mine, we grew up together up in New York, New Jersey area. And we worked together in a couple of stations back up north. And now he runs his own production company along with myself over in Tampa. And he says, well, we got to be careful with that. I'm like, well, what do you mean? He's like, you know, the great late, or great late. I got to stop saying late. He's not dead yet. But the great Michael Savage of Savage Nation podcast, excuse me. And he's like, oh, shit. Yeah, we do have to be careful. So I had to put the D at the end of Savage. So, you know, obviously to channel out the copyrights. But
yeah, because I was going to ask you where you got that name Savage Unfiltered, because I like it, you know.
Yeah.
And I like the word unfiltered because we're filtering too much today.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I'm talking your ear off. I, you know.
No,
pause me every now
and
then if you have to.
You can just talk. Because that's what we're here for, right? We're here to talk and open up and have a discussion. And I'm enjoying the conversation, Michael.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we always try to figure out why, like the niche and the quiche. I like that. I really like that, the niche and the quiche. Because we need a niche.
Yeah, you got to find your niche quiche in life, you know?
Right? We got to stand out. There's so many out there. We got to be different. We got to do something different. And adding a D, you know, who knew? Adding a D would open up your podcast.
Yeah. You know, Miss Liz, I actually got an email from Michael Savage, you know,
and
yeah. And I'm like, oh shit. And
I'm in trouble.
Yeah. I'm like, oh man, there goes some copyright violations and everything else. Shit, you know. And he was like, I like what you're doing. And I wrote back, you know, there was more to the email, but it was a lengthy email. But just to kind of give you like a brass tacks of it, he's like, I like what you're doing. But continue what you're doing. And I'm just kind of giving you like little bits and pieces of it and everything. And I wrote back. I said, you know, I don't want to copy everything that you do. I just like the word savaged, you know, and I'm not creating this show to piggyback off of your content. I'm creating it because of the type of content and the type of material I'm bringing on the show. And that's basically what the email was. But I was scared shit. I thought it was like a copyright infringement letter. I was like, cease and desist letter. I'm like, oh, shit. No, I don't need any more of that.
But, have you gotten a few of those, Michael?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a few in the early days of the show, you know, when we were Patriot Angle. I got a few. Actually got a few from World Wrestling Entertainment of Kurt Angle because I was using a sound effect. It wasn't all from WWE, but it was like a 1 second clip of like the theme from Kurt Angle, you know, cause he's all about America and you know, the whole patriotic theme behind it. And they were like, you need to eliminate that from your show. Absolutely. Like right away, eliminate it. And you know, that's basically what a cease and desist letter is. You know, you have to get rid of it. You got to promise that you're not going to air it because they're kind of giving you a warning, Miss Liz, like before they actually sue you, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's like a red flag, right? Like on YouTube or something, we get our red flags, you know? Oh, you can't be saying that. No, we're going to, you know, mute your video until you fix it. You know, you
pretty
just,
much,
you know, more or less, you just get rid of it and you just come another way. That's the way I do it. I just remove it and start over, you know? Yeah. So, Michael, I want to get into, as you shared when you sent me your bio, you have a personal story and you want to share, and you would like to share that personal story. So I want to get into knowing, understanding who Michael is as a little guy and as who you are today, Michael. So what has happened for you to transform into the person you are today?
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot. I guess we could share, you know, some of like the experience, like through radio, if that's what you want to hear. You know, I before radio and everything else, I always had a huge passion and interest of talking. Sometimes I don't shut up. Sometimes I don't know when to shut up. And my mother, especially my mother, my father a little bit, but my mother, we'll get into my father a little bit, but which is kind of sad, but. Anyway, my mother would always say, you know, Michael, put the periods and commas after your sentences. And as a little boy, you really don't understand or, you know, it doesn't really resonate in your brain, like what that means. So, I mean, I remember at 5 years old, I'm talking and talking and talking, like literally talking my mouth off to family members and everything. And I would come up with these stories, and I mean, they were stories, you know, like everybody knows, like, you know, you ever heard the expression, you know, like you go to your friends or you hang out with your buddies and you shoot the shit. I mean, basically, that's what I was doing at 5 years old. I was shooting the shit, you know, like just talking everybody's like ear off, you know, and I would say these stories and half of them were all like fabricated, you know, they're full of lies, but a lot of my family members would be like, you know, that's pretty good. And I would take something and I would basically put about maybe 40 to 50% of fabrication into it just to explain the story, you know? And I mean, this little six, 8 year old kid, you know, talking like this was very rare because a lot of kids in my generation, I mean, I'm in my early 40s, so this is like 80s, 90s era, you know, a lot of them, you know, would just be an average kid, go outside, play in the mud, build cheery houses. I mean, I've done that, you know, I was a normal kid, but I was a kid that loved telling stories and expressing the stories, okay? And fast forward into my teenage years, you know, my mother came up to me and my father, and they were like, well, what do you want to do, you know, later in life? You know, you have, you know, you're going to be graduating high school soon. So what do you want to do later in life? I'm like, well, I don't know. And I had like a, I had like a lost cause on my brain, you know, like I didn't know what I wanted to do. You know, I had like so many different things, you know, like I've done so much, you know, before I got into like radio and podcasting, but, you know, I was working in warehouses. I was doing so much like before, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I love talking. I love sharing stories, you know? And I remember my grandmother at that point said to me, you know, you should go into radio. And after hearing that, I was like, what? No. You, like anybody, just nobody can just go into radio. Like,
yeah.
You need to have a voice for it. You need to be talented in that direction. So I was like, I don't know. I don't think that's a good, you know, good way for me to do that, you know. And I thought about it, and then around, like, I guess right around, like, a little bit after high school, like, maybe 20, 21, there was this college station up in Boston, and they were looking for, like a fill-in disc jockey. And I called them up, and I was like, you know, before calling it up, I'm like, I'm just going to throw it out there, see if I can get in there, you know, like, maybe that will be the start,
yep.
Of, you know, of how to branch into radio. So I call them up and I'm like, you know what? I think I have a voice. I think I can create something special for your station there. And they're like, well, you know, this is before, you know, the internet of what it is now. I mean, everything was a lot different, you know, almost 20, 25 years ago. So they're like, well, email us a sample bit of who you are and like what you can bring to the table and everything, and we'll think about it. We'll talk to some producers and executive directors here at the station, and we'll get back to you. We'll stay in touch. I'm like, all right. A couple days go by. I don't really think about it. You know, it doesn't really cross the mind. A week goes into it already. You know, like a week passes, and I'm like, oh shit. You know, like they don't like me. So we're getting into like 2 weeks now, Miss Liz, and then like I get an email back, and it's the executive director to this this college station, which no longer exists, you know, because you know, everything is like even terrestrial back then. I mean, a lot of the AM radio programs now in the States, like half them don't exist because they either lost the funding or they went into other avenues like podcasting, or, you know, back in the day there used to be this thing called 360 Live. I think they still exist, but
That was on Yahoo, right?
That was, yeah, I think, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Yahoo does own the rights to that. I think they still do exist, but a lot of people don't use their programs and services anymore because of, you know, iHeart, Spotify has been literally taking the map of what we see it today. So they get back to me and they're like, you know, we'd like to put you in on a weekly basis as a fill-in. You know, you're not guaranteed on a weekly basis. You're just, you know, just there to fill in, you know, when everybody, you know, anybody calls out or, you know, vacations, this and that. I'm like, oh, great. Oh, well, here's my big start as a substitute disc jockey, you know, like kind of like a substitute teacher, but a substitute disc jockey. So I don't hear from them for like almost 3 weeks. I'm like, I guess no one's taking vacation or calling out. Shit, you know?
Everybody's just staying.
Yeah. So 3 weeks go by, going into a month almost, and they called me and they're like, hey, can you get to downtown Boston here? This guy, Rippin' Rick, they used to call him. And, they said, Rick's going to be out today. We need you to fill in for the two hour block. And I'm like, okay, when can you get here? Because they knew where I lived. You know, I lived in New York and everything. I'm like, I can get there at about 3-4 hours. You know, like what time do you need me there by? Well, we need you here by 6 a.m. Now it's, you know, 11:30, 12 o'clock. So, you know, they're calling me, you know, and I'm like, all right, let me get in my car and I'll be there in, you know, 3-4 hours. And they're like, all right, we'll see you when you get here. Now, when I first got there, okay, talking like we're talking now, I'm more comfortable, you know, obviously, yeah. 25 years later, but 30 years later. So when I first got there, you know, talking in front of family members and people that you're comfortable with is two different things. Now, getting on a mic and talking to a syndicated terrestrial audience is something entirely different. When I first got there, Miss Liz, I thought they were going to mute the mic and the producer or an executive manager was going to walk into the studio and tell me, you got to go, because I did a lot of this. Hey, welcome to 1280 AM. This is Michael Gardner. It's going to be a clear day here. Hold on, let me get the weather. I forgot. I was supposed to. Oh, yeah, it's going to be 67 degrees with a chance of an overcast of thunderstorms later this afternoon. Back to ZZ Top. We'll be right back, guys, after these words. And that's basically how I sound. I sounded nervous as hell, you know what I mean? But
well, it takes time, right? Because radio is completely different than podcasting. I find podcasting is an easier flow. You know, when you're on the radio, it is scripted. You have to follow, you know, you got to take your breaks. We'll be right back, you know. Podcasting, you can just go straight through, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people tell me, Miss Liz, take a break. Well, I'll take a break. I am taking a break. When my guests are talking, I'm sitting back. I'm taking a break, right?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you got to take your breaks. You have to, you know, you have to get those sponsor bids in, the ads and everything. I mean, I do that on my show a lot, but not as much as, you know, I would back then. But yeah, you got to get the breaks in. The breaks are more important because after a while of talking, I mean, you know, we've been talking now for 26 minutes. You start to get tired, you know, after like right? about 40, 45 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, right, you start to look for the weather. Where's the weather coming from?
Yeah.
When's the storm coming in?
Yeah.
So how did you find your flow? Because you're not like that anymore.
No, God, no. people are like, I show them a lot of the bits back in the day. And I was, sadly, I only have a few because, you know, the transition from the internet then to the internet now, a lot of it was lost, you know, through the shuffle. So, and then a lot of it, I wasn't able to save and even pitch on the shows now, you know, with my podcast because of the quality, you know, the quality sucked back then, you know, the audio. I mean, as a podcaster, I also, you know, help my own producer here, you know, co-produce and do all the editing. So like, to try to edit a lot of that old audio, Liz, to now you can't. Some of it we had to throw in the digital garbage, you know, and it sucks. But how did I find my flow? I'm just being me, and I think that's great. You know, be yourself. It's okay to be your scripted self, but that gets old after a while.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to want to listen to a scripted Michael Gardner. They're going to want to listen to an authentic, through the heart Michael Gardner.
Yeah.
Sometimes talking too much and slurring my words Michael Gardner because I'm getting tired of talking. They want to hear that. They want to hear the real version of you. They don't want to hear a teleprompter 3-4 feet away from you and you're doing this. People can see your head move and your eyeballs move as you're going through the teleprompter. I mean, we see that we're president in the United States here. like that with your eyes. You know?
Well, you
like,
see that right at the beginning of tea time all the time because Miss Liz is reading the disclaimer and you can tell that I'm reading from the paper.
Yeah, yeah, we could tell. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like but, my eyes are like, I'm not even focused on the screen. I'm just like, I got to get these words out, right? Because we got to put those disclaimers out because sometimes, you know, we do trigger people and conversations come to the table and we're like, ooh, you know, because there is a lot of things going on in the world, you know, there's a lot of people that are being censored and a lot of things that are saying, you know, censorship is really getting on my nerves. I don't know how it feels for you, Michael, but.
Oh man, I'll deliver the fire here. I mean, censorship is up. I mean, it's a bitch, Miss Liz. Let's
it is.
Say that. Okay.
Right. We're filtered this morning. So, you know, and it's frustrating as podcasters, you know, that we get censored for certain things and the truth never comes out because we're always being censored. Don't say that. That's too far. Don't go that way. You know, when do we get so sugar-coated? Like, I am so sick of the sugarcoat. Let's just be real. Let's be raw. Let's be ourselves. Like you said, be authentic. You know, people know when we're scripting it and when we're not scripting it, you know, people can tell. And I'd rather have the real raw stuff.
Yeah, there's a good thing between quality, good quality and bad quality. Okay, like you just mentioned something really interesting. You know, be raw, be authentic. You know, deliver the facts, damn it. But give it on a quality note. Okay, yeah. Like you could be your authentic self. You can be, you know, 100% you. Okay, if you're a, you know, if you have a foul mouth and you sound like a sailor, that's okay, you know. But what I've learned a long time ago is, you know, it's okay to cuss, but don't excessively cuss because then that's drawing to a desperate measure. Like I have people on my show, you know, guessing sometimes, and that's all you hear is shit, fuck, bitch. You know, ass. I mean, whoa, you know, like shaky in my other earpiece.
Yeah, like you know. You can get your message across without using those words, right? Like, you can use them. We all get frustrated. We all get tired. You know, we do swear, but we don't have to say it every two words, you know, to get our message across.
Yeah.
You know, because like you said, it's starting to sound desperate, right? Like when you're cursing all the time, then you're taking away from the actual message and the actual facts.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people think like, oh, I could sell my content across social media if I cuss. If you know how to do it, yeah, I'll agree with you. If you know how to do it, great.
Yeah.
But people are going to pick up that. You know, they're the guest, they're the listener, they're the audience. They could pick up so much of just who you are in your comfort zone. They see the comfort zone versus the... Oh boy, the stress zone, you know?
Yeah.
And I see that all the time. The comfort zone versus the stress zone. You're running out of content on your show. You're losing base. You're not knowing what to talk about next. No one's going to want to listen. You're going to get listeners that are just going to dip out. You know, you got to keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. It's okay to slow down a little bit.
Right? You got to, and you got to be messy. And you got to not worry about being so perfect, you know? Yeah. You have to have good, excellent content, but you have to be able to say, you know what? Oops, I can't say that word. I can't say that name. Let's get the guests to say it, or let's get the audience to kind of word it out so that Miss Liz can actually say it. Because my tongue sometimes it just goes all over the place, right? I'm a real tongue twister. My tongue just decides to do whatever it wants because of the conversion disorder that I live with. I don't have any control. If my tongue doesn't want to work, it doesn't want to work. It's tired. It wants to sleep, right? So, you know, that's why I have guests here. That's why they do the talking. And that's why I have Michael here because he likes to talk. So
I love to talk. I don't shut up sometimes. I got Miss Liz picking that up right away, probably. Like I talk so much sometimes, like I have to like stop what I'm doing, you know, and have Joseph or, you know, Cousin Sauce. I have like a couple personalities, but I'll just name them too because they're on my show the most. And I'll shut up sometimes and I'll have my producer split the screen and put them on for like a few minutes so I can get a glass of water or, you know, run to the bathroom real quick, which is great because I do this in the comforts of my own home, folks. So the bathroom is literally
out the door down the hallway and I can go to the bathroom real quick, you know, like, and they could talk, you know, Joseph can get his plugs for his book, you know, Sas can get his crazy stories out, you know, and we can go and the show could be carried. You know, that's right. What's great about co-hosting. You'd have a co-host, they can carry your show if you get tired, you know?
Right. If your tongue just decides that it's going off, well, then the guest or the host, the co-host sees it and says, oh, okay, got to slide in, got to get it going, right?
Yeah. So, see, that's something I learned. That's something I learned a long time ago with Terrestrial, Liz, is with the co-hosting. Like, I would do the little tactics that I've learned when I was with 92.3 K-Rock up in New York City. Like, we were doing like these little programs in the early 2000s, which are now developed and evolved into other shows. They don't have those shows anymore on 92.3. A lot of them, like I said, either evolved. Some of them went to Sirius. We have a lot of personalities that were on that. Such as the great Howard Stern, which is no longer part of 92.3. He went to Sirius. So you see a lot of those shows that evolved. And what I've learned about what we were just discussing about, you know, the importance of co-hosting is, you know, you are human. Yep. You know, you're not a figment of your imagination. I'm not CGI. I'm real, folks. You know, you're not CGI.
Yeah, there's no AI here.
Yeah. There's no CGI on Miss Liz. You know, like, you get tired, you know, like, and you can always dip out, you know, as you know, the producers and the people in the other side of the studio, usually there's like a glass on one side. They could pick that up because that's what they do for a living. And you can give like I just did. That's a head nod in the radio. Yeah. And usually when they see that head nod, that indicates they have to use the bathroom, they need a glass of water, or they just need a break, you know. And then that's when they go into a break where you hear the automated sound effects coming in saying 92.3 K Rock, and then you know you go into that, and then you hear that, and then. After like maybe 4 or 5 minutes, you'll probably hear me, or you'll hear another personality, another host on the show, and then the show gets carried. But as a listener, see, I'm giving you a little secrecy of Terrestrial into podcasting, because podcasting does the same thing. Yep. Certain podcasters, not all. That's when you know the rookies from the pros. The pros know this. The rookies and the amateurs that are just getting into it, they don't even know. So I just gave you a free lesson.
There you go. You just got a free lesson, guys.
You're welcome, by the way. So like that, you learn that, you know, and it's so great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really a big difference, right, from radio to podcasting. I've done both too, and it is completely different. So you get a different Miss Liz when Miss Liz does radio compared to Miss Liz's podcast, you know, because I'm more free falling with the radio because the music gets me going and the jive gets me going, you know, and I give you recipes and give you all that good stuff. So do you miss radio, Michael?
I do and I don't. I miss the paid. How can I say this? The paid socialized events. And what I mean by that is every time there was an official event of that radio network, usually it was like a music festival, or we were at a fair, or a county fair, or anywhere, you know, for that matter, a sporting event, you know, and that event decided to use the radio network. We were there to promote and sell the network. That was all paid for the network, you know, like, and it was great because it built up your character behind the network. It built me up and it built others on the network up, and it created ratings obviously for the show as well, but, and through the network, but it helped you and your presence get out there. And that's what I miss. I miss the paid appearances, because what I mean by paid, we're talking about, the catering was like top notch. The food, you've got to meet so many different people, you know, that tune into the radio station and everything, and that's what I miss the most. I miss that, With podcasting, it more or less comes out of your own personal wallet.
Yep.
Or if you there are some podcasters that are affiliated with huge networks, you know, like Westwood One, Spotify for podcasters, and just to name a few. Those are big networks. Now, some of them are contracted and some of them aren't. Like, I'm not contracted to anybody. I own my own rights. I own my entire show, graphics. Everything is copyrighted through myself here, Savage Unfiltered and Truth Productions. Like, I own both of those networks. So that's great, you know, like, but I do miss the radio a little bit. I miss that part with the events I just mentioned. Now, what I don't miss is I don't miss the scripted stuff. Could stand that scripted stuff. Like, towards the end of it, of my career with that, I was getting fed up. Because after a while, there was so much I wanted to bring in, but I had to watch, Liz, because of FCC. Because you're only allowed to express so much without the FCC dropping the hammer on you.
Yeah.
And they do. Back then, for every cuss word that was not allowed through FCC, it was like $200 fine for each cuss word. Now I'm sure it's gone up, you know, through time and everything and through society. Of course, the inflation has probably caused it a little bit too. But that I don't miss. I don't miss scripted stuff. Can't stand scripted stuff. I'm not a big fan of scripted stuff. So, yeah.
Well, I think it's kind of like me. I hate the scripted stuff because I feel like I'm being programmed, right?
Yeah.
You're kind of filtering me to tell me how it needs to go. So it kind of makes me tight inside and I'm just like, oh, but I need to say this. I want to get this out, but oh, I can't say that. And the words are always changing. Like this, every year, go and check the words that you're not allowed to say, you know, do your homework, do your research. I say this all the time on Tea Time. Go out and check because everything changes every year. You might have been able to say that one word a year ago. This year, you're not allowed to say it. You're going to get flagged. You're going to get censored. You're going to, you know, your content's going to be written up because you're not following guidelines. And there are guidelines. And that's why the disclaimer is out at the beginning of the show, because there are guidelines for StreamYard as well. You know, they want to protect their audience as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Michael, I want to get into films because you've done a couple of films. So any films out there that...
A couple. More than a couple, but yeah.
Okay, so how many films have you done?
I've had the opportunity of been in... Oh, God. Probably about 45.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's more than a couple.
Yeah, it's more than a couple. It's more. I can't count them on my hands. I only have 10. So, you know, I need 45 fingers, Miss Liz, to count them.
You got to go boom, boom, boom like that.
I look like an alien or something with 45 different thumbs and fingers. And, yeah.
Or that movie there with the extra long fingers there with Jamie Curtis in it there. It just came out. They just won an Oscar last year for it.
I seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. We need fingers like that. So each inch is a 10 years, right? A decade. So,
yeah.
So when's the last time you've done a film, Michael?
The last one. Now, when I mention these, of course, I have to give my own personal disclaimer and my own protection. With filming is a little different than, you know, talk radio or podcasting. You're only allowed to say so much. The reason for that is because everything is on a contract. Now, when I mean by contract, guys, let me get this out here so you guys understand. I'm not a SAG member, okay? I know SAG has been trending in the last week or two. I could say, and I'm proud to say this, I'm not part of SAG. Thank God. I'm not a big fan of SAG. They've done so much diligence to certain actors and actresses and other people in the industry, so... Let's just get that out there. I'm not SAG, but that's not the contract I'm talking about. I'm talking about the contract through the production company, through the movie itself. Okay. I can express a little bit, but the last movie I was in was in the upcoming sequel to Beetlejuice 2.
that's coming out next year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was up in Vermont, where the movie was mainly shot in, where they used Vermont backlot and transformed it into New Hampshire, where the original story takes place. So I got to meet a lot of great people. Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, the new upcoming actress on that that plays the daughter of Lydia, which is Winona Ryder. So I could tell you that part because everybody has, you know, eyes on who's in the movie right now through social media. Now, a lot of people can go into the dirt sheets and they can get exactly what the hell the movie is about, you know, if you really know how to do that. But see, as a person that was involved in it, I can't.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to tell your audience, if you really want to know what it's about, wait until next year when it's released. So
right. And go and watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a great movie. Really, really awesome movie. I could say there's a lot of stuff that it's explained in this movie that was not explained in the first movie back in the 80s, you know, with Alec Baldwin and, you know, the original cast of it. But yeah, had a really, really awesome time on that movie. Really, really awesome time. But that was the most recent one. Now there's been others, but.
Well, and this is why I have guests like you on, Michael, so that we can get the right information out there, right? Because there's a lot of people running their mouths with so much false stuff, you know?
And fake news.
Fake news, right? So I want the truth. I want the real stuff. I want people who actually live it and breathe it and understand it to get that information out there. So my listening audience can understand that there are a lot of false news, fake news out there. Go and get the good stuff. Reach out to professionals. Reach out to people who are actually doing it, you know?
Absolutely.
And I'm honored to have you here, Michael, because I've been watching your show and your podcast, and I've been seeing your journey. And I like the flow of your show. I love how you bring in, you know, the little jokes and quotes and all of that stuff, because it brings it into opening the mind. Opening the conversation. And maybe that's when you're taking your pee breaks, you know, or getting
Joseph always putting the puns where they're appreciated. He's like, well, all right, well, I'm going to get going here. And, you know, I'll be right back, you know, and then I put Joseph on the camera sometimes and, you know, we give him the mic and God, sometimes I'm like, oh shit, maybe I should have waited for that piss or that, you know, that water break, because Joseph, he's great. But when you put him solo, he freezes up and he loses the voice a little bit. Producer Shaky on the show, he's like, you know, yelling at me as I'm down the hallway coming back in. He's like, Michael, get back in there. Joseph freezing up. He's not knowing what to say next. I'm like, oh, I got to be his mouthpiece again. All right, no problem.
Got to play some baseball with Joseph. If anybody wants to know who Joseph Leonard is.
Leonard.
Leonard. I said it again. He's going to come at me. I know he's going to come
gotta
at
say,
me.
You got to say, remember he said this on your show? It's Leonard without the
Leonard. O. And I'm saying it the French way because I have the French blood in me, right? So I'm saying the Leonard because that's how we say. But yes, it's Leonard. And I know, Joseph, you're coming for me. I already know it.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, he's writing another book, by the way. He might put you in the book because he's probably gonna have to edit this part in his third book and say, you know what, I'm gonna put this in the book because Miss Liz is cracking up on me again,
right? Yeah. Well, I got a few home runs in when he was on the show, so I really, Joseph is a hoot. I really appreciate the guy.
He's like, old school. You gotta love him.
I love the old school, right? It's a, you can joke, you can actually have a joke and not be insulted. You know, there's so many sugar-coated people out there. Like, I got a dark humor and I can come and swing just as good. You know, I can get those home runs in as well. So
yeah, got to have that dark humor.
Right. So Michael, I want to get into the merchandise because we're almost at the end here. We're getting close to the end. So I want to get into the merchandise, and you have some really cool merchandise on your website. So do you want to talk a little bit what you got so people can go out and get some, because it's really cool.
Yeah. Well, the merchandise,
guys, if you want to check that out, it's savagedarmy.com. Now, if you make sure you put the D at the end of savaged, because if you just put savagedarmy.com, you might get the 404 error box that pops up. Don't do that, guys. Then you'll be emailing the show. Michael's giving out fake shit on the show, you know. But no, savagedarmy.com. Thanks. I see Miss Liz putting that on our thing. Appreciate that. Check it out, guys. We have a lot of great stuff on there, from Don't Be a Karen to, you know, There's a Double Entendre. You got to support Joseph's stuff. A lot of great stuff on there. A lot of great stuff. You know, since when is it extreme to support the Constitution? That's one of our new pieces on there. I wish I can give you every little thing, but I don't want to tie up Miss Liz's show here, which is all that boring stuff. You have to go look it out for yourself. So savagedarmy.com. We have a promo right now for Off the Mic. We're going to give you 75% off your entire order. So check it out. I know times are tough. Yeah. Yeah. Shaky, you know, he's here with me and, you know, he's making sure I don't screw up. But Shaky telling me, like, you know, yeah, Mike, it hurts me too just by saying that. Yeah, I know times are tough, guys. So that's why we threw that promo in there, excuse me, Off the Mic. You get 75% off your entire order. Now, there's no expiration date on that, Miss Liz, and to your audience. We decided to keep that up until we feel it's necessary to remove the damn promo. So, yeah, that's why it's up there, to pretty much tackle the inflation that we're seeing in the United States here and across the board, because it's times are tough. You know, they want to support their patriotism here in the United States. They want to support the tyranny that we're facing here in the United States from this president and through other leadership. And they want to represent, but they're not going to be able to afford the damn T-shirt because of the freaking inflation. So that's why we threw the promo code out there. So check that out. We also have coffee merchandise that we just launched. We have our own coffee blend. So
No tea blend, but coffee blend, right?
No tea. It's all coffee. It's coffee and protein. We have protein on there, whey protein for all my bodybuilders and people that like staying active and healthy and this and that. And we have our coffee. And that was just launched about a week ago. Yeah.
Okay. So we got the merchandise. We got the radio. We got the podcast. We got the Just Jockey. We got the films. Now let's get into the book.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to give the coffee. It's savagedarmyextras.storefront.live. So,
getting
ahead of myself. I'm forgetting to plug the shit in, you know?
So, you'll have to send it to me so I can plug it into the comments so people can grab it. Grab that coffee, right? I mean, we're giving coffee this morning. We're not giving tea, right?
No tea.
Because we don't serve tea beverage here. We serve an actual teaching educational awareness tea, you know? At the beginning of the show, Michael said that his tea was topics, excellence, and ability. And as a podcaster and as a host, we all need those three parts of our tea, right? So, Michael, I want to get into the book before we wrap up, because we've got just a couple minutes left. So sure. I want to get into the book. So how did you start?
Yeah, I've been trying to get into a lot of stuff. I know you have so much time. So it's I mean.
Right. I just sit back and relax here.
Definitely going to have to put me on for part two, because there's so much of this journey. I can't say it in 1 hour, guys. So, you know.
Right. We got so much. But I want to get into the book. So how did you get the title of the book, and what is the book about?
America's Political Warfare, Our Modern Civil War. How I came up with the title is what we're seeing right now in the country. We're seeing a modern civil war unfold in front of our eyes. And what I mean by that, folks, is you're seeing huge amounts of tyranny, your rights being restricted, and your liberties being taken away. Now, your rights being restricted, we've seen that through COVID. And thank God we're not living through that nightmare again, because I said this, Miss Liz, 3 years ago on my show, that it was a fabrication of lies, and it was a political circus and a theater, to try to bring down the former president of this country, Donald Trump. And I was right, because exactly what they did and planned to this man is now what they're doing, or what they were doing to the citizens of this country. They were trying to make a mockery of people itself and through the president. And like I said, I'm glad that that whole nightmare of COVID's gone and the whole plandemic, because I call them plandemics. I don't call them pandemics. It's a plan. Every 4 years in this country, there's plans to try to manipulate the election process. We've seen that with Donald Trump. We're going to see that again in 2024. God knows what they're going to be coming up with now. Now they're doing the friggin' indictments against the guy, you know, which I think is pathetic. You know, fake indictments, you know, PP tapes and Russian strippers peeing on them. I mean, that's all nonsense. You don't want to see that shit.
Yeah.
But how I came up with the book, exactly what we're seeing. I created the book, Miss Liz, for a wake-up call to try to get people waking, not woke. You're seeing a lot of that shit today with the woke, you know. And yeah. I think it's a book that needed to be written. I think it's a book that needed to be published because there's a lot of books out there, yes, that shows more of an inside dirt sheet of a nation or like the United States here. There's a lot of books out there like that, but I think my book's a little different because my book actually goes into the facts. It goes into the realization of this country and where it can go versus where we don't want it to go, you know. Yeah. So,
and I'm glad that you put that wake up because you hear that all the time, right? That woke. Everyone's using that. Are you woke? You're woke. And I'm just like, seriously, guys, like, stop with the woke. Like, you know, just be honest and truthful, and let's just get the facts out there. I'm the same way with you, Michael. I feel that it was just a plan, right? And now yesterday I was reading on Instagram about a new pandemic that's coming, a new plan that's coming, right? You know, they just want to shut us down all the time. They just want to censor us. They just want to close us up. You know, how do we bring any education out there if we're always being closed down, you know?
Well, you got to keep on doing what you're doing right now. Like, I mean, podcasting is a clear example of how to challenge all this wokeness, you know, and all this corruption that you're seeing. Be the mouthpiece for America. Be the mouthpiece for, you know, for where Miss Liz is in Canada. You know, be that mouthpiece for your country. Don't be afraid of expressing yourself. You might get a few people to tune in. You might get hundreds of thousands of people tuning in. But guess what, guys? You're saying this right now, right? Okay? This show will resonate with somebody maybe today, tomorrow, next week, years and years from now. That's what's great about podcasting. It will always resonate the right audience. Don't be afraid to voice out. That's how we can beat all this. A voice out, because nothing lasts forever. It's only temporary.
Right. And don't worry about the numbers today. Worry about the numbers that, like you just said, Michael, you know, might be next week, might be next year. Somebody's going to resonate with this tea time in sometime down the road, you know.
Absolutely.
And stop looking at the numbers and start looking at the facts. Start looking and listening to good content and getting educated. Get, you know, and that's why Miss Liz serves teaching educational awareness. I'm teaching that there are facts out there, and stop the fear, stop the corruption, stop the lies, stop pretending, and take the mask off. You know, be yourself, be authentic. And that's why I have you here, Michael, is because I want authentic guests on my platform. I want people that actually are not scared to say the truth, because there's so many people living in fear. So many people, oh, well, we can't say that. We can't do this. We can't do that. Yes, you can. Because you're going to get judged either way, guys.
Yeah.
They're going to judge you. You do good, you get judged. Oh, my God, she's such a, you know, brown noser. She just like that teacher's pet. And then you have somebody, oh, my God, she's a rebel. She's a troublemaker. Well, Miss Liz has got a little bit of everything in me. So you're getting a flavor of everything. You know, some days I am that, you know, that sugar coat and says, you know what, add some sugar to your tea. And other days I'm just like, put the whiskey in there. You know, I need a shot.
Yeah.
You know, so I really want raw.
Lay it on the table, guys. Yeah, just lay your stuff on the table and use podcasting in a good way. Express it.
Yeah.
Whether people want to listen to it or not. If you don't want to listen to it, you know what I say, Miss Liz? Thank you for your support. Take it easy now. Bye-bye.
Right?
That's it.
There's other ones out there. That's what I say. Move on to the next table. Miss Liz isn't serving what you want, go to the next table. So, Michael, I really want to thank you for joining me today on Tea Time, and I want to thank all the audience and listeners. And if you're watching the Tea Time today, please push hashtag replay and let me know where you're tuning in from, because I always like to know where you guys are tuning in from. I can give you a shout out and share this Tea Time. If it resonates with you and you know somebody out there that it will resonate with, share it to them. You know, Miss Liz just wants to get the message out there. I want the truth out there. So I will be back at 3 p.m. with the second Tea Time. I'm having a returning guest from season 3. Jeff Rousey will be back in, and we'll be talking about humanitarian aid. I can't even say the word.
Get it out of there.
Jeff's going to be like, oh my God, Miss Lee, what are you doing? I can't say the word. Sorry, Jeff. But Jeff will be back at 3 p.m. And then at 7 p.m. I have Scott Overton from Northern Ontario coming in, and he's going to be talking about science fiction. So today it's going to be all men. So we have United States and Canada. That's just the way I roll. And then we do it all over again next week. So again, Michael, thank you for joining me on Tea Time, and it was an honor having you here, and you're welcome back anytime. So part 2, look out for it.
Thank you. Hat tip to you.